This is a Black Heritage interview for the Upper Piedmont Project. I am Yolanda Harrell interviewing Dr. Alan Code Sr. in Seneca on June 21, 1990. Dr. Code, what is your full name?
Alan Lewis Code.
And when were you born?
1911.
The birth date, the month and year?
November 26.
And where were you born?
Pinewood, South Carolina.
You were telling me when we were doing the family history something interesting about your birth date. Could you please tell us about that?
My mother was a mother of 10 children. And they didn't have birthday parties as they do now for children. So it's difficult for her to keep 10 children birthday separated. So I knew about when I was born. She could tell about when I was born, but I established a date because in school I was required always to give a birth date. And I finally decided to establish a birth date that I could stay with. That's how I came for November 26, 1911. I really don't know what day I was born.
Is there any reason you picked November 26? I just thought that was an interesting month.
No reason.
No particular reason?
No.
Okay. Now, would you tell me who your parents were? We'll start with your father. What was his full name?
Pierrot Code.
Pierrot. P-A-R-O?
P-A-R-O.
Okay. And what did they call your father?
Doc. Yeah.
And they also used some initials, too, right?
P-A.
Oh, P-A.
Yeah.
Okay. And your mother's name?
Hester Code.
And do you know her maiden name?
Junius.
So she was Hester Junius Code.
Yes.
And so that would be a connection to the Junius family. Where were they from, the Juniuses? Do you know?
They were from what we call the Sand Hills.
Uh-huh. Where are the Sand Hills?
Out from Pine, between Pinewood and Wedgefield.
Right. And where is Pinewood?
Pinewood on 76, on the 251, I believe it is, on the way to Manning from Wedgefield.
Okay.
On the Manning Road.
On the Manning Road.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And was your father from that area, too? Was he from Pinewood area?
Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea when either one of them were born?
One was born in 1898, but I don't know which one.
Okay. And do you know the names of your grandparents? For instance, let's start with your grandparents on your father's side. What were their names?
Paul Cole.
Mm-hmm. That was your granddaddy?
Granddaddy.
And how about your grandmother? I think you told me earlier you didn't know her name.
Marcy.
What'd you say her name was?
Marcy.
Malsy, M-A-L-S-E-Y. Yeah. I came to you, right? Is that her first name or her last?
First name.
M-A-L-S-E-Y. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know her last name? Her maiden?
Junius.
That she would have been the...
daughter.
I thought Hester Code was Junius.
Mother.
Right. Now, I'm talking about your father's mother. So she wouldn't have been Junius, right?
No.
That's all right. We'll come back to that later.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that. That's all right. And what about your grandfather would be Hester's father? What was his name? Was it Moses? Moses Code?
Moses
Code.
Yeah.
And her mother's name was?
Juna Junius.
Juna Junius. Okay. That's what I thought you'd had told me. And what was Moses' last name? Junius, right?
Junius.
Yeah, so it's Moses Junius and Juna Junius, but you don't know her maiden name then, her name before she got married.
Junius?
Before she got married, because Junius would have been her married name if she married Moses, right?
Right.
Right, okay. That's all right. I didn't know if you might know
it. No, I didn't know.
That's all right. Do you remember any... can you tell me... I got a little bit ahead of myself. About your grandparents, do you remember anything about them at all?
Yes, my grandmother died with us.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Which one is this, Hester?
No,
Juna.
Juna? Yeah.
Oh, Juno died with you. She was living with you.
Living with us when she died, yes.
Oh, had she been living with you for a long time?
Yeah, sometime, yes.
How old was she when she died?
I don't know, but they said she was approaching 100 years old.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How old? Yeah. So she really lived with you a long time?
Long time, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Did she ever tell you any stories or anything? Or
no.
Anything about the past?
No.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything else?
She was born in slavery.
She was born in slavery.
In slavery, yes.
All right, I will get to that in a minute, too. Do you remember anything about any of your other grandparents?
No.
Where were they all from?
My grandparent on my father's side was from Wheelerville and Salters.
Uh-huh. And what about the ones from your mother's side?
She's from Remini, which was named York since that.
York?
Yeah, went back to Remini recent mm-hmm. years since mm-hmm. I remember.
Oh, okay. Do you remember any other older members of your family? Aunts or uncles or?
Uncles.
Uncles.
Yeah.
On whose side?
My father's side.
Your father's side.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of their names?
Richard. We call him Uncle Dick, but his name was Richard Cole.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
Do you remember anything about them, what they did for a living? Or?
He lived with us, too.
Oh, Uncle Dick lived with you, too?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. For a long time?
Long time.
Mm.
As long as I can remember, he was there.
For heaven's sakes. So, do you remember any others besides Uncle
no,
Dick?
No,
okay. Did your family own your own home? Or did you rent? Or was it mortgage? Or was it sharecropped or what?
No, we owned our own home. Somehow it came out of slavery. I don't know how it happened.
But out of the slavery, somehow you had the money to get this house. You don't know whether the slave owner gave it to you, gave it to your family, or what?
No, I don't know.
But you just know that from that situation, you did obtain the house. Okay.
It was a log cabin. I was born in a log cabin.
You were born in this log cabin?
Yes.
Is it the same log cabin?
Same log cabin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you describe it to me, what it was like?
Yes, it was a four-room house. And a detached kitchen.
Oh, the kitchen was outside.
Outside.
Separate.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
The building outside was the kitchen. If I recall, the kitchen was dirt floor.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have any wood on the floor.
Yes, sir. And the main body of the house was four rooms.
Four rooms.
It was bedrooms and like a parlor or a living room or a sitting room?
We call it living room.
I was going to ask you what you kind of, I thought I should ask you what it was called. It's called the living room.
Living room, yeah.
Okay, and were the others bedrooms or were they other rooms?
Bedroom.
Okay. And with 10 children, there was a lot in the bedrooms,
right.
I guess. Did your parents have a bedroom to themselves? Were they in one of the bedrooms?
They were in one of the bedrooms. If I recall correctly, we slept on what is called pallets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Pallets. On the floor.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
So like mattresses?
Yeah, on the floor.
We call them pallets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've slept on those. Is there anything else about the house that you remember that you can tell me about?
It was a log cabin, I remember that.
Uh-huh. Who? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Who built it? Do you remember who it was built by?
My grandparents.
Your grandparents built
the
log cabin.
My father's a baby and he inherited the house.
Oh, okay. Now your grandparents built it, but your father inherited it, and that's where you all grew up. I asked you about your older relatives. Do you remember any of them talking about their early lives? You know, what happened to them back, before you were born, or anything, any stories they might have told you? Or just over here, what they were saying to each other?
My mother talked about her early life rather well. My dad didn't say much about his,
mm-hmm.
except he grew up on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was hired out to work at an early age, and she resented that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was hired out as a servant to work for some white people at an early age. And she's had to get up in the morning for daylight to get to her job.
At an early age, did you mean even before teen years?
No, she was 10.
She was a teenager by that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, she was young.
Young, yes.
And she resented going having to do that. I don't blame her. Did any of the older members of your family talk about slavery? Did they say anything about slavery at all?
My mother and father. My father was born the last year of slavery, 1863.
Oh, your father was born in 1863?
Yes.
And this was I'm going to put that down.
All right.
Okay, so he was born 1863, which would be the last year.
Right.
And this was your dad.
My mother was born 1865.
Isn't it funny how things come back when you get started talking? So he was born the last year of slavery.
Right.
So would I take that his parents were in slavery then?
His parents were in slavery.
Okay.
He had a brother in slavery.
His brother was,
yeah,
too.
He was sold to, I guess you call him slave merchant, I'm not sure, but sold to a slave owner in Florida.
Oh.
And they carried him to Florida and as a teenager,
mm-hmm,
with a slave master. I went down to visit them. I visited their home.
You found them there?
Yeah, I found them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Had they been sort of lost, or did you always know where they were?
We were lost for many years, but his daughter got in touch with my father's daughter.
Oh, my.
Just wrote a letter to Pinewood where he said he was born.
Uh-huh.
And it came to us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they kept communicating until Aunt Viola came up to visit us. That's why one of my sisters was named Viola, because she was born while Cousin Viola was staying with us for the summer.
I see. And this is the one whose father was sold into slavery.
He owned the orange grove down there. I went down there,
mm-hmm,
since I was married and had children.
Mm-hmm.
I carried him down there and found him. He had an orange grove. But his children didn't keep it up, and they grew up to be orange groves, just ordinary trees.
Mm-hmm.
Not like peach trees almost.
Right.
And but these trees were huge thing, like big trees like pecan trees.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody look at them, prune them things, I just let them grow up for a while.
So he'd been sold into slavery and went down to Florida, and what happened? He became free then when...
He freed down there,
uh-huh,
and reared his family down there.
I see.
And I've only seen him once when I went down for a visit.
Right, right. So did he ever say anything about slavery or tell you any stories?
My father.
No,
I never met him. He was dead when I found...
Oh, you never actually met him because he...
No, I found the family.
You found the family, but not him. He was already gone,
The wife and...
And the children.
And two or three of the children.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. It's still fascinating, though, that he was able to find this branch of the family.
And we favored a lot.
You could tell that he was right.
I could tell they were cold.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to your father and being born the year slavery ended, did he or his mother ever talk about, like, what did she do under slavery, or did you ever know?
She was a maid in the house.
She was a maid in the house.
Yes.
And what did your grandfather do, or do you know?
Farm.
He was a farm.
Farm, yeah.
Uh-huh. But he farmed for the slave owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
At first. And then he owned his own place, but I don't know how he owned his own place, how he got it.
Never got the story of that.
No.
What about your grandparents on your mother's side? Did they too, they were slaves too?
That was never mentioned.
You really didn't know
that? Really didn't know that.
No. And your mother, you don't know whether she was born in 65, so she would have been past the slave.
Right.
Thing. You don't know if she was a slave either.
No, she wasn't a slave.
Oh, she wasn't one. You know that to be
true.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's right. She wouldn't have been 65. It had already been past the thing, but you don't know about her parents.
No.
Right. Okay. If you think of anything else as we're going along about slavery or something that pops in your mind that you forgot to tell me, we'll get back to that. Where are the older members of your family buried?
Salters.
Say that again, Salters?
Salters.
Salters?
S-A-L-T-E-R-S.
S-A-L-T-E-R-S, Salters. And where is Salters?
Salters is between Manning and King Street.
Mm-hmm. And are these graves marked? Any of the graves marked for your family?
No, they have a rock at the head of the grave.
Do you remember hearing anything about funerals in the family or community when you were young? How funerals were done back then?
No, I don't.
Okay. What about marriages or weddings that took place?
My grandmother stepped over the broom.
She stepped over the broom. I just pictured it in my head. Yes.
Stepped over the broom.
Similar to, I think that was in Roots. They showed them doing that, right?
Right.
So she stepped over the broom. You do know that. Did she tell you that?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you know why that was a custom or why they did that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have, what are some of the families that are related to you by marriage? For instance, what is your wife's name?
My first wife's name?
Yes,
Blasingame. Sedalia Blasingame.
She was Sedalia Blasingame.
Yeah, Sedalia.
Okay, and where was Miss Blasingame from?
From Seneca.
Well, she was from Seneca, from right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's my first wife now.
Right. And what year were you married to Sedalia?
1942.
42. Okay. And what is your second wife's name?
Susan.
And where is Susan? What is Susan's maiden name?
Green.
And where is Susan from?
Pinewood.
From Pinewood.
Yeah.
Going back to where you were from?
Yeah,
Had you gone back home or something to see
her? No, I was here, but I'd make visits back home.
Uh-huh.
But she and I grew up in school together.
Oh, I see. Susan was a classmate.
Classmate, yeah. Schoolmate.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're related by marriage to the Blasingame family by your first wife, and any other names in there that we should know?
Not the Blasingame, no. Mm-hmm.
And to the Green family?
Green family.
Okay. Does your family have any old photos or photographs or pictures or pen and ink drawings or anything?
No. Uh-huh. Sue, you looking up in that book? See, you looking at that book?
In that red book.
Yeah.
You think you have a family history in the red book? Is that what you were looking for? Or a family tree?
I saw some pictures of my father's in that book. I'm not sure.
Oh, so you may have some pictures in that book. Okay. Well, if there are any, we'll tell them.
This one, Allie?
No, the little one. Some little one over there. Yeah, that one.
Oh. We were looking through the red book, and you say, Dr. Code, that your sister had the picture, but you think it's lost?
It is lost, yeah. It is lost, yeah.
Okay.
And I tried to recover it, and it's lost.
Oh, those things happen. I've been looking for an album of mine for a long time. What did your parents do for a living? I gather that your father was a farmer.
Farmer, yeah.
And he farmed in Pinewood, right where you lived with the
Well, lot? Fulton Township, really.
This was Fulton Township?
It's out of Pinewood.
Uh-huh. So he farmed in Fulton Township. What part of the state is Fulton Township in? Is it, I'm not real good in my South Carolina geography.
Fulton Township. Start in the Sand Hills and go to the Pinewood area.
Okay. Is that more in the Piedmont?
No.
Down along the coast?
PD.
PD? Oh, the PD. PD area.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was in the PD area.
Yeah.
All right. So your father was a farmer.
Right.
And did he farm for himself after slavery?
Farm for himself, yeah.
Right. He had farmed for the slave owner, and then later he farmed for himself.
Yeah.
And you said that your mother had been had to go out and work early for white people.
Right.
And did she do any kind of work? She had 10 children, but did she stay at home then and just take care of you all?
She stayed home and took care of children.
Right.
She worked on the farm now, but she worked on the farm at home.
Oh, right.
She never worked out.
She didn't work out for anybody else after she was married.
No.
She helped with of course, she worked hard.
I mean,
a woman with 10 children and a farm.
Right. That's hard work.
I didn't mean to say she wasn't working.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she worked very hard with your father.
Right.
Right, and to take care of the kids. What about your grandparents? Do you remember what either of them did for a living? You said that your...
They were farmers.
They were all farmers,
yeah.
too. And the one grandmother you thought was a housekeeper in the... In the house.
Yeah, right.
For, not a housekeeper, but a housemaid.
Right.
For the slave owner. And then they all farmed also for the slave.
Right.
The ones that you know were in slavery. Okay. You said you didn't know about your mother's father and mother, but you're pretty sure that they were farmers.
They were farmers.
Right, okay. I mean, you didn't know that they were enslaved, but you knew they were farmers.
Well, they had to be in slavery, though.
You were almost positive that they were. Well, that time, they'd have to be before 19. If their daughter was born in 65, they were more than likely.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that they were free or anything free, because some people were free earlier, but yours were not.
My father's people were free earlier.
Oh, your fathers were free before
1963.
Oh, they were, even though that one son had been sold into slavery?
Actually, yes. They bought their freedom and bought that land that I was telling you about.
So they were actually free before you were born in 63?
Yes.
But it was too late for them to do anything about going down and getting that son, I guess.
Right.
Because he was already gone. But they were actually free before 1963.
They were free before 1963.
Do you know how much before?
No, I don't.
But they were farming that land, and they built that log cabin that you were raised in.
Yeah.
Okay. They owned the land, too, then I gathered.
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, if they didn't own the land, who did? Did you or any of your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work?
I would have to leave, but my two older brothers left home and went abroad to work.
This would have been John and Hamilton?
John and Hamilton.
Now, where did they go?
They went to Newport News.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Norfolk. Petersburg.
So they went to Virginia?
They went to Virginia to work in that area.
Do you know what they did in Virginia? What kind of work? Did they farm?
They didn't farm.
They didn't?
No.
Okay, in that area, I was thinking Newport News and Norfolk, did they do some kind of ship work or that kind of thing?
One of them worked in the Navy Yard, but I think that was Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Working in the Navy Yard.
Yeah, I was just thinking because for that area, everything is connected so much with water and boats and things. So you know one of them did work in the Navy Yard. Did another one work maybe for the railroad? It's big in railroads there, too.
I think half work on the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another... before I get to the question about the railroad, did anybody else besides John or Hamilton go... leave the area or go somewhere else?
No.
Then none of them went north. Then.
No.
They far north they went was to Virginia, which we consider the South.
Right.
I do. I'm from Virginia. How often would they return home? Or did they stay there to live, or did they come home?
They'd come home occasionally.
They would?
Yeah.
Did they end up living there, or did they come back to South Carolina?
No. My oldest brother went to Pennsylvania to live. He lived in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so then he ended up in Pennsylvania after
Virginia.
Uh-huh.
The younger brother, Hamp, went to Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
Made his home there.
So he ended up in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, right where the other... okay.
In the same area where his uncle was.
Right, okay. Did any of the family work for the railroad? You thought one of them might have.
Hamlin worked for the railroad.
Have anybody right around here, anybody that lived in this area, did they work for the railroad here?
No, not at all.
Fine. What kinds of jobs were open? And we're speaking, of course, before the 1920. When you were a little boy, and even before that, what kinds of jobs were open to black men at that time?
Railroad was steel gang. Laying steel.
Mm-hmm.
And section hand. You know what section hand is?
Well, you tell me.
Section hand is where they keep up a certain area of the railroad.
Uh-huh.
It was assigned to a section. And the section boss hired the man who worked for him to keep the railroad up. They replaced tires, replaced rail, kept the... right away, clear the way.
Uh-huh.
Those kind of things.
Right, right.
Just what we call maintenance now.
What we call what?
Maintenance.
Oh, maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay. It would be maintenance work now.
Right.
They would actually do section by section.
Right.
Right. And besides those jobs, what else? Of course, farming, we know, was open.
Yeah.
And anything else that you can remember?
No, farming include... cotton and corn, tobacco and wheat.
Mm-hmm. That would be the kind of farming that they did back
then. Yeah.
And were there any other jobs that, to your knowledge, like blacksmithing or?
A blacksmith always been open to us.
Right, that was a big job.
Yeah.
At that time for you.
Kept the horses short and that sort of thing.
Right. Anybody else? I mean, any other jobs?
I had a cousin who stayed with us and fished for a living.
He actually fished for a living?
Where did
he fish for a living?
And the swamp, Santee Swamp.
And he could get enough fish to to make a livelihood out of that. That's wonderful.
He'd come out, he'd go in the swamp and stay all the week. They had a house in there.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd come out on Friday and sell fish on Friday and Saturday.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
That's the first one I've heard that did that.
Yeah.
Were there any other jobs like that that were unusual, like the fishing
job? No.
I think that's marvelous. Yeah. I'm sorry, now who did that? This was an uncle. And this was Uncle who?
No, a cousin.
Oh, this was a cousin.
Cousin, yeah.
What was the cousin's name?
Herbert Lee.
Herbert Lee.
Herbert Lee is it. Well, Herbert Lee is it. But he dropped the Izzard just to kept the Lee.
I see. So he went by Herbert Lee and didn't go by the Izzard
at all. Didn't go by Izzard.
Right, right. Well, Lee is prettier than Izzard.
Right.
And, oh, I want to jump back just 1 minute to that uncle that was sold into slavery in Florida. Did I get his name?
No.
What was his name?
William Broad. He took the name of the slave who overbought him.
And the last name was what, Broughton?
Broughton, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
So he went by William Broughton. He didn't have the name of Coe.
No.
Because he took his slave owner's name down in Florida.
Right.
Oh, I'm glad I asked you that, because that gives us another little piece of history. So he actually, here he is an uncle of yours, but he has a different name.
Different name, yeah.
Right. For that reason, though, because he took, was he especially close? I mean, did he like the name or? Or it was just a handy name, or did he not remember?
He liked the name because his family went in that name.
Uh-huh.
And still does, as far as I know.
Right. So they're all the those relatives that are related to you down there are all Broughtons,
not Coe.
Okay. That's good to know, because I was just assuming in my head that would be another Coe family in Florida, but it's a Broughton family. Okay. And getting back to the jobs, what kinds of jobs were open, to your knowledge, to black women at that time?
Domestic.
They went out as domestics pretty much. You mean
working home, that's all. Sort of
cleaning and taking care of the children.
Yeah, right.
Anything else?
No, not at all.
Just pretty much domestic.
Right.
Do you include that besides cleaning house, like doing laundry and stuff like that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know several people have told me that their mothers did laundry.
Did laundry.
I'm sure there weren't too many ways back then, but how did young black people earn money? I'm speaking of what would be called teenagers today. Would they have any ways to earn any money?
They could work for the outstanding farmer in the community, especially on weekends.
Ah.
Friday, Saturday.
Sort of peace jobs.
Right.
I see.
Well, it wasn't peace jobs, we know it now, but... your parent would give you the weekend to work for yourself.
I see.
So you can earn your own extra money.
Oh, the mothers and dads let the children work for their own selves.
Yeah.
Didn't have to work on just working for daddy on the farm.
No, they work on the farm, but they work for the white man on the farm.
Right, to make a little change.
Extra money, yeah.
Right. Oh, that's good.
And we had 50 cents a day.
That's how much you made. Did you do that?
No, I didn't do
you
that.
You didn't do that, but the older brothers and sisters probably did.
Yeah.
And that's how much you made. If on a Saturday and a Sunday, you'd make 50 cents a day.
If you sign a contract,
there's
a difference. If you sign a contract, you made 50 cents a day and got a peck of meal and 2.5 pounds of meat on the weekend.
Oh, my. So you actually got more by signing a contract. But what did this contract obligate you to do, though?
You were in their service for... whatever length of the time the contract, usually a year.
Uh-huh. So you had to sign this contract to say you would work for a year.
And you couldn't work for anybody else.
Uh-huh. In other words, you couldn't switch from farm to farm.
No.
Is that, do you think, why they had the contract? Because the farmer wanted to keep the services for a certain length of time?
Right.
So he would be assured of having help.
Right.
And what was it you received again?
A peck of meal.
Uh-huh.
2.5 pounds of meat, and they call that ration.
Oh, and how often did you get that?
Once a week.
So you receive that every week along with your 50 cents a day?
Yeah, 2.5 pounds of meat and a peck of meal.
I see. And I imagine that was pretty good back then.
It's pretty good.
Did some people feel that they would rather not sign up with a farmer and be obligated
to? No, most of them did.
Oh, most of them did do it?
Yes.
Probably for their families?
Right.
Well, it made sense on both sides.
Right.
Right. Where did your family shop? When you were living, of course, back in Pine Woods.
Pine Wood. Yeah.
Where did you shop back there?
Pine Wood and Sumter. They go to Sumter about once a year and buy clothing.
Oh, you bought your clothing in Sumter, South Carolina.
Yeah. Uh-huh. About 21 miles from Pine Wood.
So you had quite a distance. How did you travel?
Mule and buggy, horse and buggy.
Uh-huh. So you'd have to go 21 miles. How often would you make a trip like that?
About once a year.
Oh, you just went shopping once a year?
Once a year. See, you depend on your crop for money.
Right.
Cotton was a king crop.
Right.
And you gather cotton once a year.
Uh-huh.
So when they gather crop, then they'd go shopping. And bought the clothes for the children for the winter and school and that sort of thing.